Northwest Vine Time continues on the Radio Northwest Network a Saturday afternoon. Glad you could join us for our conversation with Jess Lyon, a partner and coordinating chair in the food and agricultural practice at Davis Wright Tremaine in the heart of downtown Portland. Jess covers the entire Northwest and really regarded as the expert in the Oregon wine industry and Washington as well. He has an event coming up in Grandview on the 19th, so we'll give you more information on that for our listeners up in the Washington area. And another event he'll speak at December 8th with our friends at Moss Adams down in Salem. We'll give you that information later in the show, but we want to continue our conversation with your involvement in the Oregon Wine Growers Association. Jess, first of all, bring us up to speed on what's going on with that organization.
Yeah, well, the Oregon Wine Growers Association, which is a client of ours, we've had that relationship for about 15 years in the firm, and I've really led that for about the last 12 years. Just hired a new executive director, very exciting, Jeanette Morgan. She comes out of Silicon Valley, actually leading high-tech organizations, mm-hmm. very powerful organizations, successful businesses, and we're really excited about her leadership strengths are really going to bring to the table for the state of Oregon's wine industry.
It's an interesting time. We've been through, or we are still in, the Great Recession. And what would you say that our winemakers and our vineyard owners have learned to this point and what they'll take moving forward in terms of change?
Yeah, I think to date, what they've learned is that we really can put the Oregon wine industry on the map. Washington's wine industry has been receiving accolades for a long time, led by some very obviously strong, significant producers. Oregon's industry is very differently structured, doesn't have one enormous market leader that others have followed. So it's grown differently. I think what they've learned now is now that we're getting on the map as a wine industry, the challenge is how do we continue to be kind of true to ourselves in the various subregions throughout the state. Obviously, the Willamette Valley has a lot of the most awareness amongst wine consumers, but we've got really strong producers and beautiful wines coming out of Southern Oregon and the Columbia Gorge. And then not to forget that half of the Walla Walla viticultural area is actually in the state of Oregon. And
yeah.
Close to half, if not more than half, of the grapes now are produced on the Oregon side of Walla Walla.
Yeah, it's a great region, and it's interesting you point out the difference between Washington and Oregon. I get people visiting from outside the region who are in Dundee and say, wow, this reminds me of Napa 20 or 30 years ago. And you say that to a winemaker out in Dundee, and they cringe, because that's the last thing the Oregon producers want is to be "quote unquote," the next Napa, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they'd like to get, you know, Napa price points and Napa attention, but definitely trying. I see our industry, and this is part of what OWA is trying to do, is coordinate those strong industry leaders, our industry members, and still defining a very unique style that is Oregon, where you can still have the experience of, you know, meeting the winemaker who hops off his or her tractor to come meet you when you drive up to the tasting room.
Yeah.
Someone who is in the vineyard as well as in the winery. Again, a real authentic experience, connecting with the consumer in a way you can't get hardly anywhere else in the, you know, in the country.
Yeah, that, I would agree. Jess Lyon is joining us on Northwest Vine Time this afternoon. He's a partner and coordinating chair of the food and agricultural practice at Davis Wright Tremaine, a law firm in downtown Portland covering the entire Northwest food and beverage, and very well known in the wine circles. A couple of events we'll share with you later in the show, but we talked about this in the first segment, and you know what you enjoy about your job. I think what I enjoy most, and I'm sure you would agree, is the people in the Oregon wine industry. It really is a close-knit group of people, and I don't think that will ever change. Do you?
There's a high degree of cooperation, whether it's folks helping each other out on crush capacity, which happened this year in Oregon with a late harvest and a lot of fruit coming into once. There were neighbors helping neighbors. There's a lot of collaboration amongst winemakers about how to make the best wines, amongst vineyard owners and managers about best practices in the vineyard. Folks still have their own style, and each site's different and each business is different, but there's still a pretty strong common denominator that, you know, the rising tide will lift all boats is definitely true. And on those rare occasions that there is a business out there that isn't sort of a joiner in that regard, they stand out. They really do. And sometimes I think even consumers can see that.
Well, and there's the mutual respect too. I mean, you have some personality in any business, or you get a personality clash. But overall, what I see is, you know, maybe one winemaker has a different style or a different idea about whatever aspect of winemaking it is, but there is a mutual respect like no other.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much. In the Northwest, we're all still pioneers in the wine industry. And I think that, you know, mentality is still carries forward regardless of the size of business. The big businesses here are still very small on a global scale in terms of the wine business. And our big businesses started out tiny themselves. In many ways, they're all, you know, carry that very independent spirit.
And that's what's interesting when you talk to wine experts from outside the area who know about Oregon. I think the Oregon community, they've done a great job locally, but the next step is maybe to take this bigger on a national scale.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly there are some folks who'd like to take it national in terms of inbound money and investment, as well as to outbound products and sales. And in some ways, that's scary for a lot of members of our industry, and certainly the founders who have done an amazing job looking deep into the future, whether it's our wine labeling rules that are really about truth in labeling and honesty and sincerity for the customer, or land use systems that protect our hillsides. They've been very forward looking, and you know, they've challenged a new generation to not mess it up.
And it continues, and we'll continue this conversation with Jess Lyon, a partner and a coordinating chair of the food and agricultural practice at Davis Wright Tremaine. When we continue, we'll talk more about the economy in Oregon and Washington wine country and what winemakers are doing to adjust. That's up next on Northwest Vine Time.